This is Jay Sekulow. Coptic Christians under attack in Egypt, and more developments for Pastor Yusuf in Iran.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I think they want to duck this issue. I think they see it's caused them nothing but bad publicity worldwide. This is a clear case of absolute lack of religious toleration.
As we sit here today, Pastor Yusuf Nardakhani is literally fighting for his life in Iran, simply for refusing to denounce his Christianity. For us in America, it is unthinkable that someone should be put to death because of their faith.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
We'd like to see the United Nations take a break from figuring out ways to sanction or take on Israel and maybe focus a little bit on these sorts of things, where people are facing a hangman's noose because of their religion.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
It is time for all of us to stand up against the spread of militant Islam and to stand up and lead for the Pastor Yusufs of the world.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're going to talk to you about a variety of issues, including the situation with Pastor Yusuf Nardakhani. We want to talk to you about the situation that exists right now in Egypt with Coptic Christians. And, of course, there's also news that the UN situation with the recognition of the Palestinian state is moved forward into committee. But let me say this, and again, a huge thank you to our ACLJ team and our ACLJ members. Reports in the international press today, remember that rape allegation that they started bringing? Well, of course, we had the documents, which shows that it was apostasy and not rape. But one of the major international newspapers said today that this so-called allegation of rape, quote, is a signal that Nardakhani has become, to put it bluntly, a public relations disaster for Iran. And folks, sometimes you win a case in the courts, sometimes it's international tribunals, and sometimes it's in the court of public opinion, which is where this seems to be focusing now, since we know that Pastor Nardakhani's fate is literally lying with the Ayatollah. Jordan, what's the latest that we have?
The latest is, again, disinformation coming out of Iran. So we know that, I mean, and CNN confirmed this yesterday, CBN News, Fox News. It's been confirmed that this was referred to the Ayatollah. What we're seeing today, I've had some journalists write me as well, Dad, and ask questions. Arab news, which is usually in Arabic or Farsi or you know, another language, and not usually translated to English, is pushing old stories on Nardakhani out about his case that are appearing on Google News as if they are updated, and it appears that these are the stories that were written months ago when the case was initially returned from the Supreme Court back to the appeals court. This is, again, an attempt to muddle the information. It has been one of the toughest things to cover for journalists is the timeline here because of these kind of stories popping up in the press. But let me say this, that the Washington Post yesterday, who was the first mainstream outlet, ran my blog on it, first place to actually report that he was on trial to be executed and had that four-day trial coming. They tweeted it out today, our information that included the ACLJ petition from their Washington Post Twitter account. Now, it's not the most conservative newspaper in the world, nor would they claim to be. And usually in the blog, we wouldn't put our petition there. It's more of an informational place. But they have put it out because it has rallied people together. And again, folks, so I want to thank the Washington Post just for putting that out on Twitter to a whole new audience of people who follow their Twitter account. And, Dad, we are building momentum. We've delivered over 150,000 names to Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, hand-delivered today at the State Department. And, Dad, we didn't say in the letter, this is it. We said, this is just the beginning.
It is just the beginning. And I want to, again, thank our members, 150,000 of you that have contacted us. Jordan's going to give you the number in the moment, folks. We've got to continue building the pressure. You saw what the international press is saying. They're being embarrassed into action. Let's continue that momentum, forcing both UN action, Secretary of State, and move this forward. We encourage you to go to your phones. Jordan, we need people to take that stand, and the response has been overwhelming.
Absolutely. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. This is just a different stage of the battle, folks. 877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. Again, call 877-989-2255. Let's get it to 200,000.
It is a case that literally involves life and death. We're talking about the promised execution of a Christian pastor in Iran. His only crime? He embraced Christianity, and for that has been sentenced to death by the Muslim-controlled government of Iran. The ACLJ has mounted an aggressive international effort to save his life. We've contacted members of Congress, international leaders, and the news media, working to put pressure on the Iranian government to stop this planned execution that could occur at any time. Now, the ACLJ is calling on Secretary of State Clinton to get involved, to stand up for this Christian pastor, to call on Iran to spare his life. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
So we've got over 150,000 of you have signed up online. That number continuing to grow at ACLJ.org. And by the way, growing in part because Joel Osteen, our friend Joel Osteen, sent it out on Twitter. Our friends from Kenneth Copeland's ministry have sent it out on Twitter. CBN News has been doing just, Jordan, a phenomenal job. And now the Washington Post as well. They broke the story initially through Jordan's blog, but they've also put it out with a link. So we're looking at right now, Jordan, I've got the most recent number. It is 151,324 people have signed online. That's actually gone to, 151,343 people have signed online. Many, many are calling in. Folks, we are going to have to keep this pressure up. You saw what they're saying in the international press. Iran is being embarrassed. Now you say, how do you embarrass a regime led by Ayatollah Khomeini and run by Ahmadinejad? Well, you embarrass them through the international tribunals, you embarrass them in the international courts of justice, and you embarrass them in international press. And we are pushing on all three of those right now and doing so aggressively. And here is what I think is the really encouraging news. 2 weeks out, this man was looking at a death sentence, which, by the way, the papers are acknowledging the death sentence could happen at any time. But I do think that we have to realize that we keep this pressure on, we can keep the death sentence from getting put in place. We've got to get his ultimate release. That is the goal here, is the ultimate release of Pastor Yousef Nardakhani. Now, if you haven't signed on to this petition, I want you to go to ACLJ.org. And by the way, when you go to that website, there's a lot of resources there. You can get involved. You can support the work of the ACLJ. You go to the ACLJ website, sign on to that petition, and also send it out to your friends. You can send it out broadly. We encourage you to do that. Jordan just said 200,000. I think that should be our goal by the end of this week. So again, go to aclj.org, or you call us right now. This man's life's on the line. We're fighting. We've got a lot of lawyers and our government affairs teams around the globe working on this. Here is the number, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or again, aclj.org. But folks, stand with us here. Let's fight back. We're going to win this if we continue to press. Now, what is a win here? Well, a win is not only keeping him alive, but also getting him released. And when I say win, it's in God's hands, but we have to do our part. And again, a thank you to the 151,343 of you that have contacted us. Again, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Jordan, what's the latest in Egypt as well?
You know, I'm actually going to give an update, a full update on my show today, Dad, on the Jordan Seculo Show. I've been working on it the last few days, just trying to get all the facts down before we went too far making allegations against who and what. This is what Ashraf Ramallah, and Dad, you know him well, he's had the voice, sure, of the cops, relayed to me today in prep for my interview. Because I asked him directly, I said, Ashraf, I'm going to ask you this, and if you're not comfortable, if you don't know, you can tell me. Was it the police and the military firing on Christians? Was it radical Muslims firing on Christians? Both. This is what he basically said, Dad. And this is scary stuff. And Egypt is in turmoil. So who are the police? Who are the security? Is also a question you can ask. But this is what he said. And remember, that's our equipment. You know, we pay for that equipment for the military and security there. And we also train them.
From the United States, right?
Yeah, from the United States of America, from all the money we give. And we've also, you know, we've forgiven $1 billion in debt and added an extra $1 billion to them. Now, this is what he says. There were, of course, the Christian protests. Protests have not been so uncommon the last few months in Egypt. So usually the police has been pretty decent about letting people go about their day. Maybe some scuffles. Everyone moves on. But this became a Muslim-Christian conflict with some Salafi Muslims, the extremist Muslims, more extreme even than the Muslim Brotherhood types, and the Christians. And this is what his report was, Dad, and especially in light of what's happening in Iran. And our administration, who spoke out for this, the cops there never mentioned that the Coptic Christians were Christians in their press release. Todd Starnes from Fox News pointed that out. So it's getting, you know,
say,
it's
that,
like,
say that again so everybody understands that. It's very, very
important.
House
issued their statement condemning what happened in Egypt, they said, to the Coptic community. But they left out the word Christian. And, of course, to Coptics, that's important because, as we've been explaining, a lot of people are just learning about their faith and about their denomination and their history since the issues involving Coptic Christian that we've been talking about. So by leaving out the word Christian, what's President Obama and the White House doing is leaving out the Muslim-Christian conflict. And this is what Ashraf said, Dad. I mean, I want to make it clear. He said, and we're going to be talking about it more, it was either that the police and military corralled the Christians so that Muslims could fire upon them and kill them, or that the Muslims corralled the Christians, the extremist Muslims. Again, this is a more extreme element than even the Muslim Brotherhood there, corralled the Christians to allow the police and military to fire upon them. TheBlaze.com has got video of what does appear to be government vehicles, government trucks, literally running people over. I tweeted that out yesterday. Now, again, Egypt is in a state of flux, so, Dad, those trucks could be hijacked by an Islamist. I mean, it's tough to make exactly know what goes on, but what we do know is that Christians were being killed because of a protest, and everybody's been protesting in Egypt lately, and no one's been getting killed.
You know, it's interesting here, and I want to point this out. So you got the administration not using the word Christian. You ask yourself, well, why? And we know the reason why. The reason why is because they're not going to use the word Christian because they don't want it to be the Muslim-Christian thing, which is exactly what it is. So let me ask our audience this question. I want you to call in and talk to us on air at 1-800-684-3110. Why is it that this administration won't just call the facts, and deal with the reality that this is, you know, may well be either militarily or Muslim violence on Christians? And why are we afraid to say that? We're certainly not afraid to say we're the Islam's this wonderful religion. So why is this such an issue? 1-800-684-3110 is the number. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 800-684-3110. Now, we're talking about Egypt. We're talking about Iran. We're also getting our briefs ready on the healthcare litigation. I was on Fox News yesterday as fast and furious, and the Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, is under a microscope right now. If you go to ACLJ.org, you'll see my discussion there with one of the former House Committee lawyers, Julian Epstein. He's a very good lawyer, and we debated the issue here, and it's a significant issue, and we actually came to agreement on a number of points. So, folks, we're engaged on a whole host of issues, as you see, but we're not going to let the situation with Pastor Nardacani fade into the sunset. He's in jail. He's got two young boys. His wife has been in jail, too, by the way. So all of this is taking place simultaneously, and the good news is we're fighting back on this. And Jordan, I think the response has really been pretty overwhelming, pretty encouraging.
I mean, we have asked people to go to the phones, and Justin, you hear our voices, and that's because we've been on TV literally every single day, and some of my interviews on the 700 Club this morning. I'll be back on with CBN and CBN Interactive later in the week as well with updates on this. Look, listen, we've done everything we can, and we are doing everything we can. We're up, you know, 24 hours a day if we have to. When you add on what's happening to the Coptic Christians, Dad, really, I mean, I've been doing this 2 and 3 in the morning because that's when the news is coming out, and I'm trying to report it to you because we understand we have a new opportunity now to get these stories out effectively, and I think this is something we have to seize on now. We've been given the opportunity. On the situation involving the petitions, folks, when we asked you to join on with this, it started midweek, a week and a half ago, basically, almost 2 weeks ago. We're at over 150,000 people, and that's because you trusted us when we said we really need you to get this attention. We got the attention. I mean, it was back on Fox News again yesterday with Ambassador Bolton talking about it. We got it to the Ayatollah. Now, this is a tough period. It's a very tough period, Dad, because when the Ayatollah has it, not only the Iranian court's hard to track, but the Ayatollah has no rules. I mean, he can make decisions that are secret. He can make Pastor Nader Khani disappear. He could release him. He could condemn the courts. He could say, we'll release you, but you can't ever tell anybody. There's so many different variables at play here. The attorney doesn't have nearly as much of an ability here to interact that we really, this is when we need our government to step up. This is when we have to get our government to step up, because if we don't, we don't want this to get lost in the mix. And we know what happened to the American hikers, you know, a couple of years because of internal legal battles, and a couple of years in Iranian prison for an Iranian pastor is not good. We have an opportunity because the pressure is up today. Can we play Ambassador Bolton, actually? Let's play bite number 12.
I think they want to duck this issue. I think they see it's caused them nothing but bad publicity worldwide.
And that's the key, Dad, right there. Why has it caused bad publicity worldwide? Because 150,000 ACLJ members signed our petition over that, because you shared that first Washington Post article, which even Joel Osteen tweeted out for us. And Dad, I checked yesterday, 17,000 people took that first short blog I wrote, which was the first about the execution pending in the mainstream press, shared it with their friends. 2,000 or 3,000 shared my latest update for the Washington Post yesterday. If we continue to do that, we do exactly what Ambassador Bolton, and he knows what he's talking about, Dad, when it comes to this.
Sure.
We do exactly what he said, which is they want to duck the issue because bad publicity worldwide. What does that mean, Dad? If there wasn't this bad publicity, he'd be dead.
That's exactly correct, and what we're doing now is working aggressively, and here's where you come in. We've heard from over 150,000 of you, probably approaching 155,000 right now, but here's what needs to happen. If you've not signed on to this, we're not letting this go, and obviously you don't want us to because we're hearing from you on this loud and clear, but we need your help, and if you haven't signed on to this petition, I want to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org, and again, when you go to the website, this is the brand new website. We've had it up for a couple of months now. It's got a tremendous amount of resources and information, so you go to ACLJ.org. You can look at the various posts. You can look at what's on the homepage. Or you simply call us, and I need everybody to go to your phones right now. Let's speak out for this pastor. We are embarrassing the Iranian regime globally, which is exactly what we need to do. 877-989-2255 is that number. Now, everybody that has not signed on this petition, you go to your phones right now. 877-989-2255. Of course, you can go to ACLJ.org. Follow Jordan on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter as well. Sign up for the ACLJ Facebook. 877-989-2255. The good news is we've got international global attention. Desmond Tutu is speaking out on this issue. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Have your voice heard now, or ACLJ.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number. 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
It is a case that literally involves life and death. We're talking about the promised execution of a Christian pastor in Iran. His only crime? He embraced Christianity, and for that has been sentenced to death by the Muslim-controlled government of Iran. The ACLJ has mounted an aggressive international effort to save his life. We've contacted members of Congress, international leaders, and the news media, working to put pressure on the Iranian government to stop this planned execution that could occur at any time. Now, the ACLJ is calling on Secretary of State Clinton to get involved, to stand up for this Christian pastor, to call on Iran to spare his life. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. or add your name online at aclj.org.
We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, we've got a lot of calls coming in. Let's go right to those calls and see who we have next.
Yeah, let's get right to them. Let's go to, Dwayne from Georgia on line one. Dwayne, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Yes. Hi, Dwayne.
Two comments I want to make. I just want to say I'm very disappointed in Hillary Clinton and President Obama for not taking more up on this issue of the Christian pastor in Iran.
It's
almost like they don't care if he gets executed. And speaking of Iran and its human rights abuses, they recently sentenced an Iranian actress to 90 lashes.
90 lashes, yeah. I saw that this morning as well, actually yesterday. But listen, this is the regime. And where's the UN when these things are going? You know, I think what Marco Rubio said, and Jordan, I don't know if we have the quote, but if we do, let's play it. You've got the quote list there, the bite list. Where Marco Rubio made the statement that instead of attacking Israel for the UN, how about addressing the issues here? I think that points to it. You know, the UN is supposed to be dealing with this. Let's play bite number five. Take a listen, Senator Rubio.
We'd like to see the United Nations take a break from figuring out ways to sanction or take on Israel, and maybe focus a little bit on these sorts of things, where people are facing a hangman's noose because of their religion.
You know, by the way, that's and it is death by hanging. I mean, that's clearly what they've said here. I will tell you what's interesting here, Jordan, also is, and I want to go back to this. People may have missed this, is what's happening with the Coptic Christians and the refusal of the administration to use the word Christian. They're using the Coptic community. How did Ashraf and the others react to that?
You know, it's not good. It just doesn't help their cause when it comes to the issue of their persecution, because they want to be seen as this is, again, a sign of Christian persecution, not just a regional sectarian, you know, because it's Coptic Christians. They've been in Egypt for a long time. And they also recognize that community, that when that term is used, and if you're not really up to speed on all the different kinds of Christians there are around the world, that you may not exactly know who to associate Coptic with. You may not know exactly what that means. It's not that the White House doesn't condemn it, but the way they condemn it is just so unclear. And so they don't actually say, this is what they said. This is Jay Carney, as usual. As the Egyptian people shape their future, the United States to continue to believe that the rights of minorities, including Copts, must be respected. Now, Dad, unless you are listening to Jay Secchio Live or really know a lot about world religion or a different branch of the faith, that makes no sense whatsoever. And what is that? That's tepid. Because of, I think, because the response they feel that will come from Muslims, if you say what it really is, which is just the persecution of Christians, the military, what appears to be the military mowing down Christians in the streets in Egypt and driving cars over them, driving trucks over them. I mean, this all because Christians protested because they won't let them build churches.
Well, I mean, there's even on some of the headlines reading things like this. Not a single Christian church left in the country. That's what the concern is in Egypt. Christians under siege in post-revolution Egypt, night of clashes. So this is what you're talking about here. And it's very, very serious. And we have to be realistic as to the nature of what we are dealing with. Let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Who's next?
Let's go to I think we should go to Gene calling from Michigan on line 5. Gene, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Gene. Yesterday I heard on the news somewhere that what happened in Egypt was that the Christians came out with only crosses and placards, and that the TV got on and told the people that they were attacking the soldiers, so then people came down and got into it.
We're trying to get to first of all, none of this justifies the Christians being attacked by any, whether it's soldiers or people. The concern, of course, is if it's the military, which was supposed to be the stabilizing force, that's who we gave another $1 billion of our taxpayer money to and forgave another $1 billion to. They're supposed to be the stabilizing force. Apparently, that's not the case right now, or at least we don't know if it is, and that's the concern. It's chaos there right now, and this is the problem. Look, in Iran, what happened? They ran the Christian community out. in Iraq. The Christian community is in real trouble right now in Iraq. So add that. The same thing's true in Syria. Now you're looking at Egypt. None of this is a shock. They are anti-Christian. They are anti-Jewish. That's what this is all about at the end of the day. And they certainly are anti-West, which is anti-America.
Well, I just think that what is clear here is that, again, our administration, even this act of brutality, and let me talk to Gene's point as well. This is a community, and I'm going to talk about this with Asher, so if you really want to get into this, folks, it's going to be on my show today on the Jordan Secular Show if you really want to get into the nuts and bolts. So how did this happen? Remember under Mubarak, they basically can't build churches. So what they would say is, oh, your bathroom's not up to code. Okay, we'll rebuild the bathroom. Nope, we're not going to approve that, so we'll have to shut down your church. You have too many people at your church. Oh, we'll make an addition. Sorry, that's too close to a mosque or a school, so we'll have to close down your church now because you're violating code. And that was all supposed to end after Mubarak, right? After the revolution when Christians walked into the streets. It's gotten worse because there's no security, there's no military apparatus keeping some of these regional governors under control. So the Christians said, enough. We're taking to the streets just like all of the other Egyptians keep taking to the streets. And they say, hey, that works. When we take to the streets, people do something about it. But get this, folks. I mean, just understand that when they do take to the streets, yeah, there are scuffles with it's Egypt. The protests there are always heated with the security. But Coptic Christians weren't firing on police officers. Coptic Christians are 10% of the population. In Cairo, it's probably 1% of the or less of the entire city. So if they all had a gun even and stormed the city, it wouldn't be it would not be an issue. There is right. absolutely no excuse for whether or not it was a mob that the military allowed to attack them or the military themselves. But those vehicles look pretty clear. Those are government vehicles running Christians over. Okay, I don't really, you know, if that's because one or two Christian 14-year-olds pushed a police officer who was hitting him in the face, that doesn't justify running him over with the heavy artillery and vehicles that, by the way, Dad, we paid for. So good to know where our U.S. dollars went on this attack on Coptic Christians, because the military wouldn't have had those tools would it not been for the United States of America.
There's no doubt about that. Let's try to get one more call in very quickly, and then we're going to ask everybody to get involved here.
Sure. Let's go to Ronnie calling from Maryland on line one. Ronnie, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hi. I got two quick comments.
Please.
We've spent a week trying to figure out the true definition of Christianity on our liberal news station, so they have no excuse to know that Christians do not, true Christianity, you do not deny your faith like the administration has tried to excommunicate us from our Christian faith and founding for the past 3 years. And they need to speak up and have
Well, it's political correctness is not going to allow them to speak up. What was your second question, your second comment? Very quickly, we're running out of time here.
Keep doing what you're doing. Fight the fight.
Well, we're going to do that. I am, you know, Jordan brought us the news on this, calling it the Coptic community. I don't like that at all, but that's where this administration is. It's a failed policy. It's not calling it like you see it, which is what you need to do in diplomacy and also let people know what's going on. That's the nature of the administration's decision, Jordan. That's the decision they've made.
Yeah, I mean, this is again, they don't make it clear. So these statements, I mean, you know, it's kind of like Secretary of State Clinton's comment on Pastor Nader Khani. She said, we're concerned about reports, and now it's at the Ayatollah, and that's what's hanging out there. The White House statement was clear, but it was from Jay Carney. Now, the White House statement on the Coptic Christians, unless you know what the word COPTS means when you're reading that in a news report, you don't even know what minority is that. Is that racial? Is it religious? What is he talking about? What happened? What happened is a majority Muslim country started firing on a minority within it who just raised their voices because they're not allowed to build churches. It's a time to stand for persecuted Christians. And let me tell you, the story of Pastor Nader Khani is helping all of them by bringing light to these issues. Call now, 877-989-2255. We delivered 150,000 petitions less than half in a week, and we're going to get to 200,000. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Secular Show. Jordan Secular provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Secular Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Secular Show via email, info@seculo.com.